In the scripture, King Hezekiah was very sick. The prophet Isaiah came to visit him at the palace. He said, "I have a word from the Lord for you." I can imagine Hezekiah perked up, said, "Yes, what is it?" Isaiah said, "The word is, set your house in order. You will surely die." Not the word he was looking for. I'm sure Hezekiah thought, "Is there another prophet out there?" His situation looked permanent, as though his days were over. The prophet who spoke for God had just announced that his life was coming to an end. Hezekiah could have accepted this and thought, "This is my lot in life." But Hezekiah had a boldness. He chose to believe even when things looked impossible. The scripture says he turned his face to the wall and started praying. "God, I'm asking you to give me more years. God, I'm not finished. I've served you. My family has honored you. God, let me live longer." Before Isaiah could leave the palace grounds, God spoke to him and said, "Go back and tell Hezekiah I'm going to give him 15 more years." Here's what I want you to see. Hezekiah's faith is what brought about his seventh year. Your faith is what causes God to move. "Well, Joel, I'm 65 years old. I've never had a seventh year." Are you releasing your faith? Are you thanking God that it's turning around? Are you declaring, "Where I am is not where I'm staying. This sickness is temporary. I'm coming out of debt. There are new levels in my future. I am free." When you have this attitude of faith, speaking victory over your life, that's when the Creator of the universe will show up and do amazing things. Your faith can bring about your seventh year. What's interesting is that when Hezekiah got the news that his life would be extended, he didn't feel any better. He didn't look any different. The only thing that had changed was God had said that his life would be extended. Here's the key. Hezekiah didn't wait for his health to turn around before he gave God praise. He didn't wait until he felt better to start talking as though he were going to live and thinking as though he were well. It's easy to think, "When I see it, I'll believe it." But faith says you have to believe it, and then you'll see it. Like Isaiah, I've announced to you that you're coming in to your seventh year. Now you can look at the circumstances, study the financial report, see how you feel, and think, "Hey, doesn't look any different. I don't see a sign of anything changing." As soon as it starts to improve, then I'll give God praise. No, your praise is what activates God's favor. When you have the boldness like Hezekiah and say, "God, I don't see how I could get well. The medical report doesn't look good. I don't see how I could meet the right person, how I'll ever afford my own home. But God, I believe you have already made a way. I believe I'm stepping into a new season of favor. I believe I'm entering into my seventh year, that every limitation has been broken. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for your goodness in my life." When you talk as though it's going to happen, act as though it's going to happen, praise as though it's going to happen, that's when God says to the angels, "Turn around and go back and tell them they're coming in to their seventh year. I'm going to do what they're asking. I'm going to change what looked permanent." But a lot of times, instead of taking our praise to God, we take our problems to God. "God, I've had this addiction for 27 years. I don't think I'll ever break it. God, these children are getting on my nerves. You better keep me sane. I'm working two jobs. I still don't have enough. God, I just don't understand it." It's easy to turn prayer into a complaining session. But remember, God already knows your needs. You don't have to tell God everything that's wrong, what you don't like, how long it's been that way. It's much better to take your praise to God rather than your problems. Your financial situation may not look good, but turn it around. "Lord, I want to thank you that you're supplying all of my needs. Thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider." You may not feel well, but instead of complaining, "Lord, thank you that I'm getting healthier, stronger, better every day. Your son or daughter isn't doing right. Lord, thank you that my children will fulfill their destinies." Praise gets God's attention, not complaining.